You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon today. You can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, all the socials, and my podcast on the Odyssey app, Heidi Harris Show. So please check it out. Of course, more importantly, you can follow 97.1 FM Talk and all the socials at 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us is Dwayne Patterson. He is the producer for The Hugh Hewitt Show and the host of Dwayne's World. I love that name for the podcast. How are you, sir?
I kind of do, too. I'm great, Heidi. Long time no talk. How you doing?
I know. How is Hugh?
Hugh is, he's kind of starting to become a thing in this town, from what I can tell. You know, you interview the president and the vice president in the same week, and people tend to remember your name at that point.
Yes, well, good for him and good for you that you're doing this podcast. And I know you've been with Hugh a very long time, and it's good to talk to you again. So, you know, we're watching all the craziness that's going on with Trump and, you know, some wins and the courts are fighting him every step of the way. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, but it's to be expected. Yep. You'll probably run across a clip over the next day or so on CNN's panel that Scott Jennings comes in and owns every night, right? You know, these panels that they have on their primetime lineup. They had a person on that was complaining that, well, we impeached him. We threw the courts at him. We got 34 counts against him, and he still got elected. And Scott's like, well, no, wait a minute. Are you admitting that this was all planned by the Democratic Party? And she says, well, the DA was a Democrat. So she basically is saying the quiet part out loud. We threw the kitchen sink at the guy, and he still got elected. I don't know what else we can do.
Yeah, and they tried to kill him twice, too. Let's not forget about that.
Did you see what the former FBI director, James Comey, got caught doing today?
No.
He was on a beach somewhere and spread out a handful of pebbles in the sand, spelling out 86-47, like 86 meaning
wow,
off 47, and stuck it on Twitter, stuck it on X, and was proud
wow
of it. The former FBI director.
Well, you know, they used to say out here in Vegas that 86 means 8 miles out and 6 feet deep. That's what the mob used to say anyway.
it's the same result, isn't it?
I think it's the same result. That's crazy. And I saw a story the other day. I don't have it in front of me, but it's coming to mind, where they did a survey and found that like 55% of Democrats, surveyed, not every Democrat, but surveyed, thought it would be perfectly justifiable to assassinate Trump. I mean, that's where we are now. This is crazy.
Because they can't beat him at his own game. They can't beat him on issues. They tried to throw scandals at him. They tried everything they could, and he beat them at their own game, and they have no idea what to do next. It's pretty staggering to watch how much they are flailing in the wake of what this president's doing. And look, I'm not saying that Trump is without faults, and he's not without lines of attack that the Democrats can offer. But when you've got Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate and the House, respectively, both in the last 24 hours being asked the question What did you know about Joe Biden's decline, and when did you know it? And their answer is, we're just not going to look backwards.
Right.
What does that mean? Oh, we're just not going to look backwards. We're looking forwards. We're looking forward for the American people. They can't even admit they had a problem. They can't get past the first step. If this is a 12-step program for Democrats to get back into the limelight, they can't get to step one, which is admitting they've got a problem.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Duane Patterson, host of Duane's World podcast. He's also Hugh Hewitt's executive producer. So true. And the Democrats, they're leaderless right now. I mean, who's in charge of the Democrat Party? AOC? I mean, really?
That seems to be the case. John Kennedy, who is a great Republican senator out of Louisiana, he was on Fox.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how can you not love the guy? But he was on Fox last night, and he said, look, let me tell you, AOC is the leader of the Democratic Party. And a few years ago, she took a sharp left turn and kept on driving.
that's off the cliff at this point. Yeah.
Right off the cliff. That's the best way to say it. Look, the main problem with the Democratic Party right now is they thought they had media in the bag, which they do, and they did. But the media world has changed since the days of CNN and the three network news. And with the advent of podcasts and with the advent of and the expansion of talk radio, there are so many other ways to get news out besides the media bubble out of the Beltway, the resistance media, that you've got a Democratic Party that now doesn't have the backing that they once had to cover and whitewash everything. And they don't know what to do. They have no idea how to debate. They don't know how to articulate what they truly believe. They've got their talking points, and in the past that was good enough, but they don't know how to do this anymore.
Right. So true. You know, a while back, right before Trump got reelected, thank God, I was in Home Depot and I was wearing my Trump Vance blingy hat that I got. And there was a young lady in Home Depot with her husband. She was wearing the black Trump hat, you know, I guess it's the Elon Musk thing or the bandana, I guess it was. But
right.
Here's the nightmare for the Democrats, okay? These two were early 20s, married. She was black. He was Latino. And these are two people the Democrats used to have in their pocket, or so they thought, right? And when they saw my hat, they just kind of, we got to talking. These two were all about Trump and all these different things. But the important thing for us to remember, Duane, is we've got to make good on our promises as Republicans, not just Trump, but as conservatives, because we've got a whole generation of younger people who are looking to Trump and looking to conservatives because they think they've got a better future with us. And we've got to bring that to them, make sure they get it.
I totally agree with every word of that. And I'm telling you, Trump is bringing back, just from this foreign policy trip alone to the Middle East, he's going to be bringing back roughly $4 trillion of investment into the American economy.
I saw that. That's great.
That's going to get spread around a lot of different places, and that's going to help expand the futures for a lot of these kids. I think Trump's well on his way to do that. I think the Congress, it's going to be messy and anxious to watch over the next few days and the next couple of weeks. But I think that they know the stakes are as high as they are, and they're going to get the yes. They will find a way to get to making the tax cuts permanent, because there is no alternative, and they all know it. The only one that doesn't is Tom Massey, and he's kind of a nitwit anyway. But they've got a big enough margin that if everybody else finally gets to what they need to get the yes, is it going to be the perfect bill? No, but if it makes those tax cuts permanent, the economy is just going to explode. It's just going to take off.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And then look at China. I mean, talk about blinking. Trump should be getting pressed day and night about this. All the media, they call them the Trump tariffs, as if tariffs didn't exist until Trump showed up, right? And China blinked. China talked real tough, and now they blink. Now they come to the table. This is huge for America.
Two things on that quickly. One, I knew that it was unsustainable for China more than it was unsustainable for us.
That's right.
Because I saw two different local news reports in the last week. One was out of Seattle. A local news outlet was interviewing a dock worker, a longshoreman in the Seattle port, and they had to send wave after wave of crews home because there were no boats to unload. There was nothing coming across. The spigot just turned off. And I'm thinking, okay, if that's China, that's not good.
That's
and
right.
Then I saw another report out of Japan within a day or two of that, and they were interviewing somebody that they had in China that Chinese officials were now getting a little disconcerted because loaded cargo ships full of merchandise that they had already sent off were now returning back home fully laden, not able to be offloaded. And if you're an export economy and you can't export stuff and you can't sell it and it's coming right back, that's very problematic. You can't do that very long. And so they
absolutely
had to.
They did. We're speaking with Duane Patterson, host of Duane's World podcast. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. Absolutely true. They can't even feed themselves, as large a country as they are. I don't think a lot of people realized how weak they were economically until this happened. How much stuff they said. I mean, how much Chinese crap do we have to buy? I don't need to buy this stuff. I don't need to shop at Temu and all these other things. I don't need to buy this junk. I'll buy one pair of shoes instead of a couple that are made in China kind of thing. I think a lot of people were ready to do that, and maybe still are.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think the strength to Trump is he recognizes the blessing that this country has, unlike virtually any other country in the world. And that is, we can do two things simultaneously that nobody else can do. We can feed ourselves. If we so choose to do so, we can feed ourselves if we had to, and we can provide for our own energy. And no other country... Other countries can do one or they can do the other, but name another country that can feed itself and that can provide enough energy resources to power itself.
That's a great point, Duane.
And Trump recognizes that.
Right. See, that's the thing about Trump, that such a contrast to Obama. Trump understands American greatness. And he's all about how great America can be and understands our potential. Whereas Obama, remember when he first got elected, was running around the world, digging his toe in the ground, apologizing, oh, shucks, you know, America, you know, we're so terrible. Meanwhile, you know, never wanting to acknowledge how great we were. Not that we're the only country doing good things, but as you mentioned, we're very unique in many, many ways. And this is huge. And it was just so great to see China blink. That is absolutely enormous for all of us.
Of course it is. And, you know, you're now seeing stories in media saying, oh, well, it looks like the recession data is not being supported by the actual facts on the ground. All the predictions that we were going to hurtle into Trump's recession because of the tariffs, apparently it didn't seem to impact prices that much. And now all of the Wall Street companies that were saying, you know, batten down the hatches, we're going into recession, they're now kind of pulling that prediction because it looks like Trump's stuff worked. It looks like the plan worked or is
working. Absolutely. And I also think we're speaking with Duane Patterson, host of Duane's World podcast, Duane's World. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon, if you're just tuning in. Another thing that I think was so important with the China standoff is that, you know, a lot of people think we're going to go to war with China in 2027. And I mean, I attended a lunch a while back where a member of the military was talking about it as if it was on the calendar, like it was definitely happening in 2027. And with China showing such weakness so quickly, they're not going to be prepared to fight against us. They're not going to be able to do it when they can't feed their own people. All we've got to do is pull the plug again, and they are screwed. And I think the whole world saw that now.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is just people's intuition. You don't have to be part of the National Security Council. And I'm not saying we make policy based upon what we think and what we feel and what our hunch is. But just ask yourself, do you feel like China is more likely to go into Taiwan now than they were, say, 6 months ago or a year ago? The specter of China doing the invasion of Taiwan, does that seem more likely today or less likely today than it was before Trump took office?
That's exactly right. And that, to me, that's the larger picture. But see, that's how Trump is. He thinks long game and he sees the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Whereas media can't find the big picture if they use both hands. They can't find their hindquarters with both hands. Heidi, you've been around media virtually as long as I have, you know, in and out in different capacities. What's the big story right now? I mean, you know, right now, if you look at how the media is covering Joe Biden and his mental decline, it's all about trying to figure out who knew what and when and why it wasn't media's fault because the White House lied to us, right? That's the line
right.
We're being fed, right? They're missing the story. What is the story out of this whole affair of Joe Biden? The story is, who was running the country for the last 4 years?
That's right.
And there's not one media person in D.C. that's got even the remote intellectual curiosity or journalistic curiosity to figure out who was actually making the decisions.
Yeah, well, probably Obama. You and I both know that. But not only that, but these people in media.
I'd like to see that reported, wouldn't you?
Right. I would love to see it reported. Not to mention the fact that these people are supposed to be, wait for it, reporters. Remember the old, you know, the old gumshoe detectives? That's what these people should be doing, actually looking for a story, and they don't. They just regurgitate the side they already agree with. It's hard to find anybody anymore who's going to ask some tough questions.
Let me fill in up-and-coming reporters or up-and-coming journalists. If you file a story that turns out to be bogus and it's completely all wet, and you tell your editor, well, my source lied to me, how long of a career do you think you're going to have? Now, these people have been in D.C., some of them, for decades. They are in the biggest media political climate on earth, and they're in the major leagues. They're not in rookie ball somewhere. They're in the big time. They're in the show. And their excuse, their big defense about why they didn't get to the bottom of this sooner is because the White House lied to us.
Yeah, I know.
If that's the best they have, boy, is that a damning indictment on media.
Well, and I just saw today, and I'm sure you saw the story too, CBS getting ready to have more mass layoffs. Well, that's because nobody has any confidence in these people anymore. Even lefties who watched that before understand that it's all a bunch of garbage that they're putting out, that they're not, you know, they're towing the company line if they have to or doing whatever they need to do, but they're not getting the truth out to anybody.
Gallup a month ago said that only a third of Americans have trust in the media, a third have no trust in the media,
right,
and the remaining third doubt them very, very highly. When you've got two to one against the media about reporting anything honestly, you go back to my primary point, which is you got to admit you got a problem first before you can start to rebuild that credibility again. And if you want to rebuild the credibility, you've got to go where the story's going. The only story here is not what Jake Tapper knew or what Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes knew in their book they wrote. The only story is who was running the country for 4 years. And why didn't we know who was making those decisions sooner? And nobody wants to get to the bottom of that.
No, and they're all running away from it as fast as they can, like rats off a sinking ship, trying to save their careers. The people who were involved with Biden in any kind of capacity are trying to salvage what's left of their careers, so they don't want to admit it.
But what does that do for their credibility with the American people?
It
shatters it worse, right?
Yes, yes. Because they knew it. They knew the guy was completely out of it, and they didn't care. They covered from every which way from Sunday because they wanted to keep their jobs. Nobody wanted to say anything. He was pliable. You know, whoever was running things, and I do believe it was Obama behind the scenes. We don't know. As American people, we have a right to know who was running. Was it Jill? I don't know. She was in on some of those meetings. I don't know.
Well,
sad, isn't it?
Hunter was a close advisor in the later days. I have no idea. But wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you read the tell-all book that actually got to that question and started to talk to sources and said, on defense matters, Jake Sullivan made the decisions. On domestic policy things, the chief of staff of Jeff Zients made the decision. I mean, I want to know what was going on because I want to get to the basic question here, which is, why didn't the 25th Amendment work? It was designed for exactly this scenario. But it failed us, right? It didn't work. Why didn't it work? And why was every cabinet person around? Pete Buttigieg, did he not know? Why wasn't he involved in this?
Yeah, I think he was busy breastfeeding. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Might have been. Could have been.
And speaking of, you know, when you talk about Jill Biden, I mean, I'm a wife. There's no way I would allow my husband to be marched around in that condition like she allowed Biden to be marched around. There's just no way I would take him off the public stage like they did with Ronald Reagan, like they did with Charlton Heston, like they've done with other famous people. Just take them off the public stage so people remember them as they were. But she wanted power more than she wanted anything else on earth. And that, as a wife, it's just horrifying to me the way she treated him.
That's exactly right. She wanted her time in the limelight, and she wanted more than one term. She worked her entire life in the shadows, and as you know, the vice president, the second lady, she did all the stuff to support him on the side. And once she finally had her chance in the big leagues, she didn't want to give that up. So she was more than happy to you know, try to wallpaper over it as much as she could.
Prop him up, yeah, put him on a hand cart and wheel him out and just go on.
She did it 2 weeks ago on The View when they tried the the Biden resurrection tour and put him on The View and they put him on the BBC, and he was just as bad as he was in every other media hit, because he is going through mental decline. He's not going to get any better. Today is Joe Biden's best day. He's not going to be better tomorrow.
Somebody should be able to just embalm him and just drag him around. I don't know, like Weekend at Bernie's or something. I don't know. But it's just shameful that she allows this, especially as the wife. I understand a lot of people, wanted the power behind him. But the idea that she allows this, she should have put a stop to this a very long time ago. Yet she continues, as you mentioned, after he's not even president anymore. She still parades him out there for her own interests. And that speaks
volumes.
They're out of
money. They're out of money. They need him back in the public light because mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, how many times did they refinance their house? 8, 9? What? I lost track.
Something like that. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
They're out of cash. All of the grift, all of the Biden Inc. stuff, and they've already blown through the money. It's not even been 120 days since they've been out of office, and they blew through it all.
Well, it just goes to show that family's got some major issues. That's for sure. Hey, Dwayne Patterson, great talking to you again, my friend. It's been so long.
Absolutely. Great to catch up with you. Hope you're doing well in Vegas.
I sure am. Say hello to Hugh for me.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you. That's Dwayne Patterson, the host of Dwayne's World. I love the name. Dwayne's World podcast and the producer for Hugh Hewitt, who's a great guy. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon. Coming right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Harrison from Mark Reardon. I'm sorry if I sound a little hoarse, guys. Just bear with me, all right? I think it's allergies. I don't know. Ethan says I sound okay. Ethan's known me for how many years? 4 or 5 years. So he says I sound okay, so I feel like I sound hoarse, but I'll get through it. But allergies, boy, they're brutal this year. At least they are for me. Nick Schroer joins us, Missouri State Senator. Got to talk about the legislature and some of the stuff going on there. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Mark Reardon Show.
Yeah. A little run down after the.
You're cutting out on me.
Nope, sorry about that. I'm a little hoarse as well after this great session we had.
You're yelling at all these. So give me now. You got to give me the update here on what's going on with the abortion ban and paid sick leave and all those kinds of things, because there's a lot of stuff. As always, like every other legislature, all the good stuff happens in the last week, right?
Absolutely. And it's something that we had to use a motion. We had to move the previous question. It's rarely used. I think the
oh,
last
you
time
did that.
20,
okay. Oh, okay.
We did. We did it twice. And the last time it was used was back in 2020. So, yeah, leadership, the new leadership that came in, they knew that protecting life was a huge issue for us in light of Amendment 3, which passed last year, backed by, you know, $40+ million, $4 million of which came from a Swiss millionaire to change our constitution. But now in the state of Missouri, you have abortion on demand at any stage, unregulated. So what this would do is essentially take all those exceptions about rape, incest, health of mother, fetal anomalies, and put that back onto the ballot. And we're also fixing one thing. All of these crazy groups were saying how, you know, after we passed Amendment 3, now minors, without the consent of their parents, without even parent notification, they can go get gender transition procedures or different types of treatment to stop puberty blockers and things like that. So this would put an end to that as well. So unless the governor were to call some sort of special election, this would be on the ballot next year, I think next November. And then the paid sick leave, that was, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I, you know, it, as of right now, a lot of people who actually voted for this thing, they were misled. There were commercials saying how if you have a miscarriage, if you have an ectopic pregnancy, if you need a DNC for medical reasons, you can't do it in the state of Missouri. It was outright lies. So that's something we're going to have to address as well. But the paid sick leave portion was something that businesses across Missouri were saying, well, wait a second, this is tyranny. You've got the government is now telling us what we have to do with workers, some of which are part-timers that are on 1099, some of which we don't need to because they get paid if they work and they don't. So for a variety of reasons, we ended up stripping that piece out, and that was all statutory. But Republican business owners and Democrat business owners came down to testify how that is going to bankrupt them and actually benefit these online conglomerates.
Interesting. That's a very important point. We're speaking with Missouri State Senator Nick Schroer. This is really important. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon. Now, the issue is, to me, because this goes on in every state, if you get these, accomplish what you want to accomplish in the legislature, the point is getting it back on the ballot and making the voters understand, because you're fighting against so much money. So how do you, how do you change it where the voters are not misled, because there's so much money coming against all these states, especially when it comes to abortion and the lies that are put out there about what these laws would actually do?
It's going to take all of us, everybody who's listening here, everybody, just continue using your voice. And that's what we started seeing right before Amendment 3 hit the ballot. But it was too little too late. You had tons of money. As you know, Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York, former mayor of New York, and so many others outside of the state of Missouri were donating to change our constitution. So little by little, we're going to have to come together and spread this awareness of what this bill actually does and why it's essential now, because all of the laws that protect life, born and unborn, anything related to pregnancy or abortion, all of that is thrown out. So it's a free for all, the Wild West. And one of the big things that I've heard from a lot of women in the state of Missouri when they come down to the Capitol about this is Amendment 3 actually threw out liability for doctors that screw up or maim you or kill you if you go to one of these clinics. So as of right now, if you go to Planned Parenthood and you get an abortion and you bleed out or turn septic, there's no legal recourse for you. And that's against our Seventh Amendment. We need to put that back into the Constitution, these protections for women that get injured in these types of scenarios.
That's unbelievable to me. I mean, regardless of how you feel about abortion, I'm pro-life myself, of course, but regardless of how you feel about it, you don't want women taken care of medically if something goes wrong.
Right.
I mean, who can possibly back some of these things? It's nuts.
Well, it's honestly the most egregious amendment that I've ever seen. And the fact that you had all of these outside influences, these outside millionaires outside of the state of Missouri, lying to the people about, you know, if you have an ectopic pregnancy, if you have a miscarriage, Missouri law doesn't protect you, you got to go elsewhere. I think that should be criminal. I think we need to revisit this in without infringing upon free speech. But if you're intentionally and knowingly misleading the people to back your garbage amendments, there should be some repercussions there. Something that I'm going to talk to our Secretary of State over this interim and see if we can address something to that effect next session.
Yeah, that's important because I understand when it comes to campaign literature, for example, you know, there can be a practically one grain of truth in it, right? And it's still allowed. And
yeah.
Sometimes people sue, and by the time they win, they've already lost the race. And we get all that, okay? And it's difficult sometimes to counter it because you have to have the money to be able to counter somebody's allegations. But in this kind of situation, when they're flat out lying about legislation, I agree with you. Something's got to be done so they can't completely misrepresent what it is.
Well, we saw this a couple years ago, too. A couple years ago, there was something called Clean Missouri, and they said it was cleaning up all the lobbyist influence, the lobbyist gift ban, all that stuff. But what it really had in the heart of it was allowing, at the time, the only statewide Democrat. She since has been beat by a Republican. But back then, it was the only statewide Democrat, giving her the ability to redraw all of these districts and basically gerrymander like we would see in Illinois. The voters actually approved that because they thought, and they were lied to, that this is all about lobbyist gift bans and cleaning up ethics in Jeff City. And what we did, we hit the ground running with grassroots groups, put it back on the ballot. And the voters actually changed their mind and voted the other way. Now, we did pass something as Senator Ben Brown out of Franklin County. He's got a bill that just went to the governor's desk today with hours to spare. And this is going to ban foreign influence and all of this outside money, this dark money, I guess you could say, that are coming from other nations and Swiss billionaires when it comes to these types of ballot initiatives. So as of right now, we cannot accept money as candidates from these foreign influences, but those foreign influences can change our Constitution until the governor signs this bill. That's going to stop, and hopefully that's going to make a huge impact once this goes back on the ballot.
You know, imagine being somebody so wealthy that that's what you spend your money on. Right.
You
know, and when the end of your life, when you're meeting St. Peter at the pearly gates, I'm joking about that, but really that's what you're going to say. This is what I did with the money that I was able to earn or however you got it. This is what I did for the world to make the world a better place. I lied so more women would have abortions and potentially put themselves in not only the baby in danger, obviously mortal danger, but putting these women in mortal danger. That's what I did with my billions. I mean, how pathetic.
Yeah, it's, you know. Pure evil. And we saw that on full display when I had the heartbeat bill when I was in the Missouri House in 2019. We saw people 60, 70 years old dressed up in handmaiden tail costumes screaming from the gallery. But we saw it again just yesterday when we passed this bill to send it back to the ballot. These people are being lied to, thinking that we're overturning their will. And they need to realize if you take your costume off and go look at what this does, it goes back to the ballot. So, yeah, we're going to have a tough fight on our hands with all of the evil and all of the billions coming in from out of the state of Missouri until the governor signs this protection. But, yeah, I'm going to charge everybody. Do your homework, educate your friends, educate your neighbors, and then get out and vote whenever this comes to the ballot.
Yeah, everybody's got to know and they've got to vote because, you know, it's so important. So important. Nick Schroer, Missouri State Senator, thanks for joining the Mark Reardon Show. Nice talking to you, sir.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you, and stay in the fight. God bless them. You know, it's not easy because that's so frustrating. In every state, this is what happens. You have, you know, some type of issue on the ballot, and the big money comes in. You know, a lot of times, what I would call the evil people, depending on the topic, and they put all this money into billboards and ads and things like that that completely mischaracterize what the legislation is about. And it's very difficult to fight it. I mean, you only have so much money, and these special interest groups who are involved, the pro-life groups and whatnot, they only have so much money to fight this. but you're trying to counter. They're trying to take away your rights. That's always what they say. And in truth, that's not it at all, but that's what people believe. You know, and the idea of this, you know, the employers having to pay all this extra money, you know, you have to provide an hour of paid leave for every 30 hours worked. You all have seen this Proposition A. You know, it's the kind of thing, and a lot of people who work by the hour go, yeah, sounds like a great idea, because you don't own a business. And you don't know that you're going to be out of a job if this kind of thing continues. But it's very difficult to get the other side out there because there's so much money in the special interests, unfortunately. And people who want to attack business. I mean, there's no other justification for this other than wanting to attack business. Attacking business, attacking the family, attacking unborn children. You know, it's like the people who are trying to push assisted suicide in some states. You know, same thing. They don't value life on either end of the spectrum. And they want to talk about choice and they don't understand the ramifications. And a lot of times the voters don't understand the ramifications. Oh, it's freedom to kill yourself. Uh-huh. Look into it, folks. Look into it. You got to pay attention because they're lying to you. Don't believe the billboards. Don't believe the big money. Look into it for yourself. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Always a privilege sitting in, hanging out with some of my favorite people here at 97.1 FM Talk. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. First time I've done this. Usually I would sitting in for Annie or sitting in for Mark Cox, but it's kind of fun. And hanging with Sue and Ethan, right?
Yes, oh, been a blast. We appreciate you coming on.
And you know, everybody's just been so great, and I appreciate you guys being here, and you guys have been tons of fun, and we do appreciate it. So let's go to our clips here. We've got some fun clips. Trump's over in the UAE, as you know. How about number 19, Ethan?
But first, we got to play our audio cut of the day, Sounder, which I did not set you up for, so my apologies. But
wow, you didn't tell me?
Here we go.
Okay.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Now we're going to defend America from all enemies, overcome all obstacles and dangers, and as one nation, we're going to build a future of peace and prosperity for generations to come. It's America first, but we're going to take care of other countries. Now our country is respected again at a level that it hasn't seen in a long, long time, and we're going to keep it that way.
Let's hope so. How about cut 20?
Just took in $4 trillion, and he says, are you disappointed about a delegation? I know nothing about a delegation. I haven't even checked. Look, nothing's going to happen until Putin and I get together, okay?
Yeah, so far that's not going real well. That war's still going on, isn't it? Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, well, he promised. Let's hope we can get it done. I don't know. How about cut number 23?
You know, it would be harder to beat them if they were normal and things. It shows that they're almost insane. And they do suffer from Trump derangement syndrome at a high level. And I guess I'm honored by that.
Yeah, because they don't have any ideas. That's the problem. They've lost the touch with the American people. They don't know any normal American people. I'll tell you what, some of these people, I do believe, just they live in an echo chamber. Everybody they know thinks like they do. Everything they read reflects their beliefs. They don't read anything that challenges their beliefs. They don't listen to anything that challenges their beliefs. And therefore, they're totally mystified that the American people aren't on board with their lifestyle. These people, they, you know, a lot of these folks in the you know, laptop elites have never worked a real job, have never had to put on a uniform and drive a truck or something like that, which is an actual real job. They've never really done the tough jobs. They just sit there on their laptops, tell everybody else how to live. Remember during COVID, that's what they did. They sat there on their laptops telling the rest of us that we couldn't leave the house because it would benefit grandma. Meanwhile, they were getting paid and somebody who had to go to a restaurant to work wasn't. So let's not forget, that's who the Democrats are now.
Yeah, yeah. I was that person in the restaurant that wasn't getting paid, Heidi.
You were?
I sure was. Yeah, I was a server
at the
time.
When COVID first started, is that what you did? Where were you working?
I was a server. I was a server at a restaurant.
Wow.
Mm. So that
and how long was it closed? How long was the restaurant closed?
Well, let's see. They were at least 4 or 5 months, probably. At least. And wow. Then eventually, COVID's kind of what ended up being what led it to crumble. It was a great spot before, and they just were not able to recover from how hard COVID hit them, and they had to close down eventually.
Wow.
Man, that stinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Very sad. It was a great spot. And yeah, I mean, COVID hit a lot of businesses hard, and it was, but it feels like it's one of those things you hear it and you're like, oh yeah. But when you see it firsthand, it's like, oh, no kidding. Like, people are feeling the financial effects of it business wise.
Yeah. I had a friend who lives in Michigan. We're still friends, but she lives in Michigan. And for years, she wanted to buy this local bar restaurant in the town that she lived in. And finally, the guy sold it to her, retired and sold it to her. And her husband's a contractor, so they did this. This woman puts Martha Stewart to shame in the things that she can make and create and cook. She's every bit, okay?
Wow.
Amazing. So she built this beautiful restaurant, had this beautiful menu, had this beautiful everything. And I think it opened in January or February of 2020. Right before everything got shut down. And you're living in a blue state, and it... she had to sell, I mean, it went under, had to sell the business and everything. After she'd spent a year remodeling this place, this was her lifelong dream.
Oh, this
and
is
COVID
heartbreaking.
Oh. It is. Because nobody could have made it work like she did. But, you know, what are you going to do when you have nobody there and you got rent to pay and everything else? It was absolutely heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
Mm.
You know, but that's the problem with living in a blue state. And even in the red states, it was tough enough.
I was going to say, yeah, back then it was. Was she able to get herself together later and try again? Now I'm really rooting for this woman. Oh, okay.
I know. By then she just went off and did something else for a living. She's teaching now. But it was terrible. And then she had a bad car accident, was injured. But the main thing was the COVID. I mean, they were shut down for a long time in Michigan. You know, and you just, you know, most restaurants, as you all know, are working on very small margins.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, they don't have, and then they, you know, you buy the food and then you can't, and then the food goes rotten and then you have to buy more food. And can I open? Can I close? You know, that's a big part of it. Never having too much food on hand, always having enough food on hand and the right menu and the right pricing and all these different things you have to do. I can't imagine anything I'd hate more than owning a restaurant, but for somebody whose dream that was, it was just heartbreaking. But how many people, tons of people, lost everything as a result of COVID? And it wasn't the COVID, it was the lockdowns. We can never forget that. It wasn't COVID. It's what they did to us because of COVID.
Yep.
And that took away our freedom and our ability to earn a living. And that's what a lot of Democrats are doing. I mean, sitting there in their, you know, in their little houses, and a lot of them still are complaining they have to go back to work. Sitting in their houses, typing on their laptops, writing little blogs and things like that, shaming the rest of us who had to actually leave the building to get a job.
Boy, that's true. That is so accurate. Right? Yes.
Do you guys have the paper? Because I've got to find it. I know I had one. The paper that allowed you to travel during COVID.
Ha!
Do you have it? Did you get one?
I did not have one. I did not have one. Okay. I had to broadcast from home for a while.
Okay.
And then they lifted that a little bit and you could do it without a paper. But several people here did have that.
Yeah, I've got, I know I didn't throw it out. I've got to look through and try to find it. I want to put that in a frame and never forget that. But I remember when my boss gave me that at work that allowed me to have the, because I, at the time I worked at a station that was on the Las Vegas Strip, literally across from Mandalay Bay. So, you know, that was, Strip was a ghost town. There's nobody going anywhere.
Sure.
And I'd have to go into work at four, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning. And, you know, I had a piece of paper that allowed me the freedom to travel. And I thought, what country do I live in?
That's crazy.
You just handed me a piece of paper so the cop can pull me over. Papers, please. I mean, that's the first thought I had.
Yep.
Wow. But we, you know, we can never forget what they did to us, ever. Because it could certainly happen again. And I mean, I see people out there now, dorks walking around with masks on. I still see them.
I know.
And people on X, posting on X, who want to other people to wear masks. You know, till when? What year? 2020, 2030? When are you going to stop wearing masks? You know?
I think those people will do it forever.
Well, yeah, but the interesting thing is they didn't, many of these, not unless you have a real serious issue, but people didn't do it before.
No.
And after COVID, all of a sudden they're terrified. And you know these people have had 8,000 shots. What are you worried about? You're supposed to be all perfect. All jacked up on your COVID boosters. You should be good now, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but remember, anyway, I could go on a big tear. I don't want to do that. But we just can't forget what they did to us. It's very important. 5 years out now. Hard to believe it's been 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Wow. But to have lived through it and to see people I know and you know, I'm sure, who are so smart and totally, you know, bought into all this garbage that Fauci was putting out there. I mean, I if you had told me before COVID, you'd given me two lines and said, okay, these friends fit in this line, these friends go in that line, right? I would have been so wrong about so many people. How about you, Sue?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand exactly right? What you mean. And, you know, I was thinking about it. The musicians were the other ones, comedians, people who did jobs like that, restaurants.
Yep.
I mean, it's entire segments and jobs were just wiped out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely wiped out. It was terrible to see, and entertainers and all these people who, and I had a lot of friends in Vegas who were entertainers, and, you know, some of them refused to get the shot. And certain bands would say, well, if you're not going to get the shot, then we're not going to, you know, have you in our band. Fine, then I won't. Some people, you know, took a hard stance. Some people just went and took the shot so they could work again. And that was a real tough situation for those people, too.
Yeah.
But the way it divided people and the way it divided friends and the way it divided family, we can't ever let that happen again. Mm-mm. Because who benefits when we're no longer talking to our friends? They do. Not, you know, it hurts us, but it benefits them more. Our overseers.
Right.
They want us divided. That's what it comes down to. Anyway, great working with you guys. Ethan, Fred, Sue, great seeing all of you guys. I so appreciate
it. As always.
Thank you.
Yeah, tons of fun. All right, everybody, stay tuned for Jimmy Failla from Fox Across America. I'm Heidi Harris.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.